USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A day after Iran admits to seizing a British oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, America's top diplomat says the United States is showing great patience with Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying that the Trump administration still hopes the Tehran government changes its ways.
We're prepared to negotiate across a broad spectrum of issues with no preconditions, and I hope that they will do that. We've done everything we can to create the space for this, to continue to take actions that are deterrence and de-escalation so we can have this opportunity. But to date, we have seen no indications that the Iranians are prepared to fundamentally change the direction of their nation.
Another day of dangerous heat affecting two-thirds of the U.S. mainland, but things should get better on Monday, and by Tuesday, it could be unseasonably cool. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
National Security Advisor John Bolton traveling to Tokyo to discuss trade issues between Japan and South Korea. A trade dispute between those two U.S. allies has been threatening the global supply of smartphones and memory chips. Vice President Mike Pence among those on hand at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida yesterday to remember 50 years since the Apollo 11 mission when two astronauts became the first to walk on the moon. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also spoke at that event.
I'm excited to look back on that 50 years and what a great achievement it is, but I think the story of that is still being written because I think the things that are going to happen in the hopefully relatively near future are going to be really ones for the record books.
The wings of two Southwest planes colliding last night at Nashville International Airport. There were no injuries, and the passengers were transferred to two other jets. The FAA is investigating. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A confirmation vote expected on Capitol Hill on Tuesday for the nominee to be the next Secretary of Defense. We get a preview from correspondent John Clemens.
The 55-year-old Mark Esper, who has served as Secretary of the Army since November 2017, is expected to be approved by the full Senate. Earlier during the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Dr. Esper answered a key question about Iran in this exchange with Senator Jack Reed.
We will meet anytime, anywhere, without precondition, to discuss issues with the Iranians to get us on the diplomatic path.
So you think that diplomatic path is the most thoughtful way to proceed?
Diplomacy always is.
I'm John Clemens.
A man and his wife unhurt after getting mugged while taking a walk in Baltimore. It wouldn't normally make national news, but in this case, it was one of Baltimore's top cops and his wife who were victimized. The deputy police commissioner, Daniel Murphy, and his wife taking an evening stroll on Friday night when armed men approached them in a vehicle. They got out and demanded the Murphys hand over personal items, including a wallet, a purse, and cell phones. The men then sped away and are still, at last check, on the loose. And have you seen Avengers Endgame in a theater? Because if you did, it means you've contributed to it becoming the highest-grossing film of all time, the Marvel comic adventure overtaking Avatar this weekend. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.